The silver-framed photograph weighed in my hands with a newfound heaviness. I gazed at the two preteen girls sharing a casual embrace we would never again recreate. Close in age and with the same wavy red hair and high cheekbones, it was no surprise people had often mistaken us for twins. The difference lay in the eyes, similar in shape but not in colour. Or in spirit, I thought. Her blue pair stared straight at the camera, with a playful twinkle inviting adventure, whereas mine, a muddy brown, struggled to project my heart in the same way, always creating an impression of aloofness. With a deep sigh, I placed the frame back onto the sewing table by the window of the guest room, where it beamed among other childhood snaps. Glory smiling with a gap-toothed mouth surrounded by melted ice cream. Mum and Dad sitting barefoot by a tent. A Polaroid of our first dance recital protected against fading inside an acrylic cube. Simple pleasures captured for future smiles. Resting my hand on the white plastic sewing machine, I twisted a spool of thread between my fingers. This was your spot. Are you still here? I sat down at the untidy crafting corner. It had been nibbled away from a room otherwise designed to convey polished suburban success. What Stephen wanted people to see. Around me, deftly placed accessories broke the furniture's clean lines, and the walls showcased the fruits of the family's annual pilgrimage to the photography studio. Played out against a permanently white background, guests witnessed the journey from chubby cherubs to boisterous boys, posing alongside their parents who grew only in loving devotion. A tailor's dummy stood beside me, draped with colourful scarves that reflected the sunset in shimmering patterns, as if calling for my attention. I ran both hands through the soft fibres, creating dancing shadows on the wall and releasing a smell that punched me in the lungs, calling up a memory so vivid that I became lightheaded. Glory's young voice.
Look at me, I'm Scheherazade.
Loose strands of long red hair enveloped her face as she twirled around, her hands waving multicoloured strips of fabric in fluid, hypnotising motions along her 11-year-old body. She bounced towards me, covering her nose and mouth, batting her eyelashes in cartoon-style seduction.
Oh, Aladdin, my hero! Shall I dance the dance of the seven veils for you?
Stop it, Glory!
I grabbed the so-called veils she'd been dangling too close to my face.
Plus, that wasn't Scheherazade. I'm fairly sure the dance of the seven veils was Salome.
Glory shrugged and kept the choreography going.
I don't care. It's exotic and foreign and marvellous.
Each phrase was punctuated by a defiant jiggle of the hips. And a little blasphemous, I said, failing to suppress a large grin.
Okay, Miss Party Pooper, your turn to do something with this.
She heaped the mix of polyester, silk and cotton we'd rescued from our parents' store onto my head and sat on the ground, bright blues beaming in anticipation.
Fine, Salome, you think you're so sexy? Well, you've got another think coming.
I wrapped layer upon layer over my shoulders and across my waist, waiting for the inspiration that came so easily to her. Once I could move no more for the bulk, I plonked my elbows on my side and stood legs apart like a superhero, bellowing, "For I am Heidi!" My heart leapt as her unrestrained laughter filled the room. "And I am on my way to meet my own man!" I paused, basking in my sister's approval, while I searched for that goat-haired boy's name, or any goat-haired name. She roared as I broke into song instead.
High on the hill lived a lonely goat-herd, yodelay, 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 hee-hoo.
Oh, Grace, you're so funny,
she said, then launched into yodels that merged into mine, and I wished it could last forever. But the memory faded. At the dummy's side, I kept my eyes shut and stroked my cheeks with the fabric, hoping to hold on to the image a while longer.